Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is life's most important questions. As far as I'm concerned, there's only really three questions that are most important in life. Question number one, where did we come from? Question number two, why are we here? And question number three, where are we going when we die? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Where did we come from? If you're a Christian, that's an easy answer. We came from God. He created us. Of course, the world says that we came from monkeys and evolution, and that's just a ploy so they don't have to believe in God. They get to say, you can believe in evolution, and that way you just write it God right out of your life. Well, that's silly. So we know we came from God. We were created by Him. The question is, why? And that addresses why we're here. Genesis says we were created in His image and His likeness. So we are the likeness and image of God, and that, of course, is spiritually. And so the character of God, as revealed in Galatians, which I've spoken about before, is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, temperance, self-control. And there's no law against that kind of stuff that can overrule it. This is the character and nature of God, and we were created to reveal that here on the earth. That's why we're here. So whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or this or that or whatever, doesn't matter. What matters is that we are here to reflect the image and nature of God. Finally, where are we going when we die? Now, some people believe, well, you know, you just go into soul sleep and you die and that's it. That's foolish. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but then comes judgment. And we're going to stand before God and answer for every idle word that we've said. We're going to answer for what we did with Christ, His only begotten Son. Did we receive Him as our Savior because we recognize that we are of a fallen nature and in need of a Savior? Or are we going to say, no, I followed the broad road and I went and believed in evolution and I'm all caught up in this other stuff and I didn't believe in Jesus. So what? The end result is that we're going to end up in an eternal hell. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there is a literal hell, just as there's a literal heaven. And when we die, we're going to go one or the other place. And the choice that you make now here on earth determines your destiny. And the narrow road is through Jesus Christ, His only Son, as your Savior, that you receive Him in your life, you believe in Him as Savior and Lord, and you let God be God in you, and you reveal His character and nature. The end result of that is where you're going when you die is to be with Him. That's a great thing. So as you move on in life, remember you came from God, you're here to reveal Him on the earth, and you're scheduled to be with Him after you die. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There's no death, it's only a transformation. Death is a transformation into the glory of God. So think about that today. God bless you and have a great day.